on the Big Sports Breakfast. Now it's time to talk rugby.
Well, they leave this morning, the Wallabies, and it's no mean feat winning over there. We know that. Oh. History tells us that. Nathan Gray, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are we going?
Good, good. I mean, it's always a great contest. It's always a great challenge, and that's how you've got to look at it. Can we win?
Yeah, 100%. You know, the Wallabies are prepared very well this week. We've got another session today and then heading over there this afternoon. And, yeah, we're not going over there to come second. Don't worry about that.
Which is fantastic news. Nathan, what gives you the indication you can cause the upset? What are you witnessing at training and you've seen in the lead-up?
Yeah, you know, obviously going into the contest, you're doing your analysis of your opposition, and there's, while the New Zealand side at the moment is on a bit of a hot streak, there's not many holes and not many opportunities, but there are some there, and we believe in terms of the side that we're going to put together and the way we're going to play that we can put them under some pressure and do that on both sides of the ball, both with it and without it, and firmly believe that we can have the strategy to get the win.
Is it a different strategy? Because if we look at the last two outings against them, 29-9, 42-8. So it does suggest there needs to be a different look at strategy.
Yeah, we're certainly always looking at the way we can change things and do things better. And you look at those games, and we certainly created opportunities, and our skill execution let us down there. So in terms of trying to create opportunities, we believe we can do that, and then through the work that we're doing and our skill set, be able to finish those things off. And, you know, we're looking forward to that opportunity of representing our country.
Nathan, anytime David Pocock comes back into a side, it strengthens the side. Is he capable of playing a full 80 minutes? What will be the tactics with Dave?
Yeah, Dave's certainly he's available for selection, and he's in the mix, and his hand is he's trained during the week and got through a full contact session on Tuesday, of which he loved as usual. So he's raring to go, and yeah, he's certainly in terms from a fitness perspective, he'll be right to go the 80 if required.
Nathan, I'm not too sure whether you saw it, but that photograph, I think it was yesterday in the Oz, it looks like they put a bike chain in his hand.
Yes.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's pretty solid. I think he's in a casting for the next RoboCop movie. But it's amazing what they can do with medicine these days, and the ability to get guys back playing is phenomenal. And you know, he's a very good athlete, very diligent with his rehab, which is equally as important coming back from those injuries. And he's ready to go.
Will Guenier was playing well for you guys. He's had to return to France. Is that going to affect things?
Well, look, having Will not playing is provides an opportunity for Nick Phipps and Nick Frisby to get that opportunity to play. You know, Will was in great form, and just the way things worked in terms of this test falling outside that test window that he's had to return to Stade Français to play. So we can't control that. So what we can control is our preparation, and Nick's been training in there really well this week.
Has Nick been practicing tackling medical officers at the train?
Yeah, he certainly has. We were trying to get everyone nice and ready to go and tee off on the management at training, so everyone's getting through that.
Mate,
no one wants to tackle Checker, bud.
Yeah, no, I reckon that there'll be retribution there for sure. Nathan, Israel Folau, I mean, attacking genius. You're getting what you want from Israel. How would you rate his international season so far?
Well, I think, you know, his contribution to the team is probably not to the standard that he would like to think. And that's a number of reasons. It's just a matter of being able to get him the ball and him put himself in a position to be able to receive that. So it's something that we're always working on as a team. And, you know, with all the strike weapon players in our team, you want to try and create situations where they've got their ball in hand, and then you can support them and run off them. And this week's going to be no different with that from with Israel.
Yeah. Eden Park. Is there a hoodoo? There seems to be.
Well, mate, everyone keeps telling us about it, but yeah. I'm pretty sure it's the same width and same diameter of all the other fields, and I'm pretty sure the grass is green. So as far as I'm concerned,
there's not.
It doesn't make a difference. You prepare for the contest, and you know, it is what it is. It's actually, it's a brilliant ground to play at. You know, the surface is fantastic. The crowd's great. And what better opportunity to deliver a performance that not only us as players and management, but also as rugby supporters around Australia, and we deliver a performance that we can all be very proud of and come away with a win.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what everyone is certainly hoping for. Did you ever have a win there, Nathan?
No, not at Test level. At Super Rugby, had a few wins there, but not at Test level, no.
Yeah. And, mate, one final one, because, you know, we often hear from coaches, and I know it's coaches talk, you know, about we're going through a transition phase and we've got all these rookies that have come in. But the fact of the matter is, I think the Kiwis have used as many new players as the Wallabies have this season.
Yeah, you're always going through that. Each teams are constantly evolving and new players are coming in. And I think everyone's, you know, if you look at South Africa, they're in a similar boat in terms of players rotating through and new guys coming through. And, you know, from our perspective, we just see those as opportunities for guys to contribute to the jersey and contribute to the team environment. So being able to have more guys do that is fantastic. And then, you know, you build up that experience of playing at that level and being in the pressure situations, and that only improves the individuals themselves, but also the team as a whole to be very resilient in difficult situations.
Nathan, it'll take something special come this Saturday, but we wish you well.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
Well done. Nathan Gray there, the Wallabies. They're going to take on the All Blacks Saturday, 5:30. And Eden Park is that venue. So we look at the odds, $1.06, the All Blacks, $9. The Wallabies and the line, what's that?
21.5, what do you think?
Wow, 21.5. Well, I'm just looking at the last two times we played them, 29-9, 42-8.
Yeah. Well, on that, you've got to take the Kiwis. Mm. On the form line, 100%, Nathan Gray said, we can cause the upset.